Best instance.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. My congratulations to you on the appointment as President of the Sixth Review Conference of the CCW, and we wish you the best of success in your work. Peru believes this convention is of the utmost importance because it represents international humanitarian law. Peru has ratified the convention, the five protocols and amendments, thereby showing it is fully committed to IHL and to physical integrity of all persons. We regularly submit our yearly reports of transparency. Now, the very first expectation we have of the Sixth Review Conference in Peru is that the high contracting party preserve the credibility of the convention as a multilateral instrument which is effective to the task it was set up for, and that it is up to the challenge of emerging challenges for the security of the planet and of all persons. And these are all enshrined in the UN Charter. Strengthening multilateralism means that we have to have a more dynamic character to the convention. The final report of the Sixth Review Conference will have to highlight the political will of the high contracting parties to use the CCW and its protocols to tackle new circumstances which are shaking the balance between international humanitarian law and national security. Amended Protocol 2 means that Peru presents yearly report on demining activities. We have no current areas which are mined with explosive devices. In this respect, Peru welcomes the commitment shown in recent years by the coordinators of Colombia and France to ease the exchange of information, and we welcome the initiative that next December we adopt a new political declaration on IEDs as a real sign that we wish to collectively contrast the threat of these devices. We continue our work aware of the fact that we need to strengthen synergies and the complementarity between Amended Protocol 2 and other relevant international instruments, for example, the Convention on the Prohibition of Anti-Personnel Landmines. President, a further expectation of the Peruvian delegation relates to Protocol 3 of this convention. There are many concerns that have been raised in recent years relating to the limitations of this protocol, relating to the restriction of the use of incendiary weapons. The high contracting parties can't simply turn their back on these concerns. We must, at the very least, discuss the implementation and the appropriateness of this protocol. As we've had occasion to say before, we must entrench the idea of the CCW as a dynamic multilateral instrument. We will have to assess whether there is an opportunity to strengthen it. Peru trusts that the Sixth Review Conference will have a specific discussion on this issue and that as a result of this, we will adopt a decision or a mandate for the coming years, for example, the re-establishment of a dedicated agenda item on this issue. If we look forward to the Sixth Review Conference, we must also consider the question of lethal autonomous weapon systems. The work that has been done in this area is a tangible example of the international community's ability to tackle emerging weapon systems in the context of armed conflict. We welcome the progress in recent years, such as the adoption of the 11 guiding principles and the substantive discussions which occurred within the group of experts to ensure the application of international humanitarian law to laws, to ensure the human responsibility of these systems, and to assess, the connection between these weapons and international humanitarian law. Peru believes that in the short term, we will be able to adopt recommendations on the development of an operational framework for laws. And the expectation of my delegation is to strengthen the work done by the GGEs in coming years by giving it a negotiating mandate. Obviously, we can't preempt the results of the coming weeks, but in our view, this should be a legally binding instrument on the use of such weapon systems. President Peru expects that there will be a useful exchange of views within this preparatory conference and at the forthcoming review conference. We are willing to constructively work with you to make sure that your